fate has a way of circling back on a man and taking him by surprise. A man sees things differently at different times in his life. This town didn't seem the same now that he was older. A new road had brought the outside world to Spectre, and with it banks, liens, and debt. Almost everywhere you looked, people were bankrupt.
The auction today is for the town of Spectre, all streets, lands, buildings, and accoutrements there, too. The opening bid will be $10,000.
And so Abel Bloom decided to buy the town.
$50,000.
He was never a wealthy man, but he had made other men rich. And now he asked for their favors. Most of them had never seen Spectre. They only had Edward's words to describe it. That's all he needed.
He sold
them on the dream. So first he bought the farms. Then he bought the houses. And then he bought the stores. Whatever he bought, the people were not asked to leave or pay rent or anything. They were just asked to keep doing as they were doing. In that way, he could make sure the town would never die. Within 6 months, his trust had purchased the entire town, with one exception.
Edward Bloom.
How do you know?
No one would come out here unless they're business. No one would have business with me except for you. You're buying the town.
Apparently I overlooked this one piece of it, and I'd like to remedy that. You see, in order for the town to be preserved, the trust must own it in its entirety.
So I've heard.
Now I'll offer you more than it's worth, and of course you won't have to move. Nothing will change except the name on the deed. You have my word.
Now, let me get this straight. You buy the swamp from me, but I'll stay in it. You'll own the house, but it'll still be mine. I'll be here, and you'll come go as you please.
人人听力王.
To one place or another. Do I have that right?
In so many words, yes.
Yeah, then I don't think so, Mr. Bloom. Nothing's going to change. I'd just as soon it not change in the way things haven't been changing all this time.
It's not like you'll lose anything. You can ask anyone in town.
Yeah. Why are you buying this land, Mr. Bloom? Some sort of midlife crisis? Instead of buying a convertible, you buy a town?
Helping people makes me happy.
I'm not convinced you should be happy.
I'm sorry. Have I offended you?
No. You did exactly what you promised. You came back. I was just expecting you sooner.
You're Beeman's daughter. Your name's different. Did you get married?
I was 18. He was 28. Turns out that was a big difference. I won't be selling you this house, Mr. Bloom.
I see. Well, thank you for your time. It's stuck.